This morning, we'd like to see the title, Cast Down, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. Before starting the Bible study, we'd like to suggest three questions. Question 1. In verse 3, the shepherds with their flocks shall come to her. Who are the shepherds and their flocks? Question 2. In verse 9, thus says the Lord of hosts, they shall thoughtfully glean as a vine the remnant of Israel. As a grape gatherer, put your hand back into the branches. Who is a grape gatherer? Question 3. In verse 10, to whom shall I speak and give a warning that they may hear? Indeed, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot give a hear. Behold, the word of the Lord is a reproach to them. Why cannot they give a hear? First of all, we'd like to see the backgrounds that Jeremiah prophesied to you. Southern kingdom, Judah. So Judah was conquered by Babylon in 586 before Christ. So at the last day, Judah nation, Jeremiah delivered God's word to the people of Judah. Verse 1, O you children of Benjamin, Benjamin, one of two tribes of Judah nation. So Benjamin is one tribe of Judah nation. O you children of Benjamin, get yourselves to flee from the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem was the capital city of a certain nation, Judah. Blow the trumpet in Tekoa. Tekoa was a city, the southern of Bethlehem, 12 miles of south of Jerusalem. So southern part of Bethlehem, which was 12 miles of the south of Jerusalem, Tekoa. And set up a signal fire in Beth Hasharon. Better means house, Hasharon means vineyard in Hebrew. So house of vineyard. So Hasharon located a halfway between Jerusalem and Bethlehem. So like urgent destruction is coming soon because trumpet signal fire. So at that time for communication, they used the trumpet and the signal fire, the symbol of emergency or urgency. For disaster appears out of the north and great destruction. So great destruction coming north. So we can know the northern country, Babylon. Archaeological scholar several years ago discovered in the city of David in Jerusalem over 10,000 little idols. So at that time, Jeremiah prophesied, so many Jewish people worshipped idols. That's why God used his instrument to punish the Judah nation, which was Babylon. I have likened the door of a giant. So God likened like the door of a giant, the Judah nation, to a lovely and delicate human. So God's love, Judah, so lovely and delicate. Fine woman, so a beautiful woman is a sign of Judah nation. The shepherds with their flocks shall come to her. They shall pitch their tent against her all around. Each one shall pasture in his own place. The shepherds means the leaders of Babylon's armies, their flocks, their troops. So the shepherds, the leaders of Babylon's armies, and their troop, Babylonian troops, invaded her is into Judah. Prepare war against her. So God ordered, God commanded Babylon to punish Israel. So prepare war against her. Arise and let us go upon at noon. Woe or alas or sad to us, for the days go away, for the shadows of the evening are lengthening. So that's a picture of a speech. So shadows of the evening of lengthening, like the fate of Judah nation is shadowing, coming, lengthening, long shadow. Arise and let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces or her beautiful houses, or her the Judah's houses over very high, you know, ministers, including king. So let us destroy her. So this is indicated Babylonians destroys all, you know, houses, her palaces. For thus has the Lord of hosts said, cut down trees and build a mound against Jerusalem. This is in order to invade Jerusalem city castle. Babylonian built the battering rams, a mound against Jerusalem. This is the city to be punished. She is full of oppression in her midst. So Judah had a lot of pressure because enemy Babylonian surrounded Jerusalem city. So Babylonians, they are attacking into Judah. A fountain wells up water. So fountain overflows a lot of water. So she, the Judah or Jewish people, wells up with her wickedness. So Judah's Jewish people are full of wickedness. Violence and plundering or spoils are heard in her. So Babylonian voluntarily invaded into Judah nation. So Judah nation and the stole a lot of, you know, spoils or make up, you know, violence before me or before God continually. Grief and wounds. So there are so many grief and wounds to the Jewish people. Be instructed, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, listen to me, please. Be instructed. Lest my soul depart from you. Lest I make you desolate, a land not inhabited. Lord gives you up to evil passion. My soul departed from you, which meaning go, you know, last moment God, you know, gave up, you know, the Jewish people to evil passion. Then last my soul departed from you. So not, you know, not to give up your soul. So please listen to me. Thus says the Lord of hosts, they shall thoughtfully glean or pick up, you know, the glean as a vine the remnant of Israel. So this thoughtful, fully, you know, they clean Babylon likely picks the Jews in, you know, clean. So Babylon thoughtfully clean as a vine remnant of Israel, as a grape gatherer. So like a Babylon grape gatherer, So the Babylonians are picking up, you know, all, you know, Jewish people to carry away as slaves to Babylonia. Put your hand back into the branch. So Babylonians are so busy, you know, to pick up, to take away, you know, the Jewish people. This kind of thing we can see the Second Kings chapter 24 through 25, but especially the Second Kings chapter 25, verses 7 through 11, share here. Then they killed the sons of Zedekiah. Zedekiah, the last king, before his eyes, put out the eyes of Zedekiah, bound him with bronze fetters, and took him to Babylon. So Zedekiah, the last king, was carried away to Babylon. Also, his sons or his princes were killed before Zedekiah. And in the fifth month, on the seventh day of the month, which are the 19th year of a king, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, a servant of the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem. He burned, you know, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, burned the house of the Lord, or they burned the temple, and the king of the house, which meaning palace, and all the house of Jerusalem. So they burnt, you know, all the houses of Jerusalem completely. That is all the house of the great, he burned with fire. So the house of the great people were burnt out, or the old house of Jerusalem were burnt out. And all the many of the Chaldeans or Babylonians who were with the captain of the guard broke down the walls of Jerusalem all around. So they fell down, fall down, break down, or hew down the walls of Jerusalem. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive the rest of the people. Carried away captive the remnant, rest of the people who remained in the city, and the factories, or the rest of the populace who had deserted to the king of Babylon, with rest of the multitude. So basically all remnants were carried away as slaves to Babylonia. So exactly as Jeremiah prophesied right here, chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, happened in the Second Kings chapter 25, verse 7 through 11. To whom shall I speak and give a warning that they may hear? Which meaning the Israelites never listen to God. Indeed, their ear is uncircumcised. So indeed, their ear is uncircumcised means uncircumcised in heart. So do not cut off the fleshly life in order to live the spiritual life. We know that, you know, God is a merciful, patient, long-suffering, but God has a time to give up to a vile passion. So that moment the evil person crossed the line, that moment, you know, they cannot repent. Take Romans chapter 1, verse 26, and just Paul introduced, you know, gay or lesbian. So 26, for this reason of God gave them up to her vile passions. So God in a certain point will give up. For even the women exchange the natural use for what is against nature. So Psalm chapter 118, verse 29, God said, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for his good, for his mercy endures forever. But the God, you know, gave up. There is a verse 10, to whom shall I speak and give a warning that they may hear? This is a rhetorical question, so nobody cannot, you know, hear God's warning. So indeed, truly, their ear, he is uncircumcised. And so they cannot give heed, or they cannot listen. Behold, the word of the Lord is a reproach to them. They have no delight in it. They have no joy in God's word. So we know that God is merciful, God is good, God is patient, God is long-suffering, but God has a time to give up to a vile passion. So here, so God is merciful, but the Jewish people crossed the line. So, for example, John chapter 12, verse 37 through 40, although he had done so many signs before them, God, or Jesus Christ, had done so many signs before them, means before unbelievers, they did not believe in him, or the unbelievers did not believe in Jesus, that the word of Isaiah, the prophet, might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore, they could not believe. Here, impossible, they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn. So that I should heal them. So they are uncircumcised in their heart, so they could not, you know, listen to God's word, you know, because God, you know, gave up them to evil passion. That's why Israel people could not, you know, listen, or could not take heed to God's instruction. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. So I am full of the anger of the Lord. I am weary of holding it in. So I am weary. So I am tired over, you know, holding it. So I am tired over, you know, patience. I will pour it out on the children outside. I will pour it out on the children outside and on the assembly of a young man together. For even the husband shall be taken with the wife, the aged with him who is full of days. And their houses shall be burned over to others, fools and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand against the inhabitant of the land, says the Lord. Basically, the Lord, through Jeremiah, described how the Jewish people were defeated, were conquered by Babylonia, and they were carried away. Right here, the assembly, young man and husband, wife, and the old man, you know, all together, you know, carried away as a captive to Babylon, and their house, you know, was burned down, or the ownership is to others. Others meaning to Babylonian's people, fields and wives together, all together carried away. I will stretch out my hand. So God allowed Babylonia to invade into Judah against the inhabitants of the land, the Israelites. Because from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. Covetous is, the Bible said, you know, idolatry. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 5, Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Covetousness is idolatry. Idolatry is, God said, you know, abomination. So abomination, idolatry, work together in the Bible. So God really hated idolatry, but covetousness and also idolatry. So God allows something, you should give thanks to the Lord, you know, for this something to envy over another's possession, other thing. And from the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. So prophets delivered false word. So what people wanted to hear must not determine what the prophet says, rather than what God wants determines what the prophet says. So prophet's word, what God wants. So God's word in the Bible should be delivered to the people rather than what an audience wants. So that is a falsehood. So they deliver the false prophets, they deliver what the audience wants, rather than what God wants. That's why false prophet. They have also healed the hurt of my people slightly or softly. That is lip service, saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. So today, that happened in Libya, Gaddafi killed in his hometown, Turkey's earthquake, Thailand's floods of victims, demonstration of occupied Wall Street, Greece debt crisis, those are kinds of happening, the emphasizing globalization. So one world, one global economy, global peace, So world and peace movement led by actually Antichrist. So we know that Jesus is coming soon. Today we see, it's a lot of it happening stated in the Bible for the last day. So whenever circumstances come, let us see the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Were they ashamed when they held committed abomination, severe hatred, idolatry? So were they ashamed? So rhetorical question. So they are not ashamed, although they worshipped idols. No, they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know to blush. So some kind of simple act causes to change her face in red color, but they don't know how to blush because their heart, is a brazen heart. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. So they, the Judah nation, will fall. At the time I punish them, they shall be cast down. Cast down meaning they shall be thrown away, says the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. So their own conscience becomes senseless. So because that's why they do not know how to be ashamed or how to blush. So brazen heart is indicated in particular verse. So in verse 3, the shepherds with their flocks will come to her. They shall pitch their tents against her all around. Each one shall pasture in his own place. Who are the shepherds and the flocks? The shepherds, the leaders of Babylon's armies, and the flocks of their troops. Question 2 in verse 9, thus says the Lord of hosts, they shall thoughtfully glean as a vine the remnant of Israel, as a grape gatherer, put your hand back into the branches. So they are picking grape, was so busy, so put your hand back into the branches. So who is a grape gatherer? That is Babylon. Invading Babylon to pick the Jews clean. In verse 10, to whom shall I speak to give a warning that they may hear? Indeed, their ear is uncircumcised in heart. They cannot give a heed. They cannot pay attention, cannot listen, Behold, the word of the Lord is a reproach to them. They have no delight, no thank you for reproach. Why cannot they give heed? Uncircumcised in heart, because they did not cut off the fleshly life in order to live the spiritual life. God is merciful, patient, long-suffering, but God had a time to give up to a vile passion. So they crossed the line. That's why they cannot repent. They cannot come back to the Lord. So let's just sing song all together, Amazing Grace. Then we'll finish today's sermon. Okay, thank you.